Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Jesus is God Almighty. Amen. This series is the glory of the Lord. And this message is a very important, serious message, and hopefully short. And I'm just going to tell you something that is, it's deep, and I think you can handle it. Let's pray quickly. Father God Almighty, Jesus, we thank you for all that you have done for us. Be with us in this time. Be with that one who's listening. Reveal yourself to them as only you can. We pray all this in the mighty, glorious, powerful name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord is Jesus Christ in that third phase of walking with Him. It's very, very serious. Just like the previous message about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and we know Jesus has also said, fear, you know, I'll tell you whom you should fear. Fear the one who has power to cast your both your body and soul into hell. You know, God Almighty, we need the fear of the Lord. But I want to say, remember, this is what we were born to do, but I want to share something with you. That the glory of the Lord, the anointing, the in its fullness, and again, there's a great mystery around this. We can't explain everything. We can never explain. We probably even know, what we know is maybe a cup of water compared to all the oceans of the earth. I mean, for eternity, we're going to be in awe of God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The one true God. Okay, but this, the glory of the Lord in His fullness, Jesus in His fullness, is only, it's so serious. Because when someone gets that, they move into a realm where if they lose it, now get ready for this, people may disagree with this. If they lose it, then they cannot be saved and make it to heaven. They, you know, they essentially lose their salvation. Now, that's in Hebrews. It's he who's tasted of the heavenly gift, and it's someone who knowingly, willfully turns away from Jesus Christ and leaves him and says they don't need him, and they say they don't need. And really, it's kind of, well, again, there's a mystery. But all I'm saying, if you read the book Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter, it's all in there also. She met people in hell who that happened to them. So what the reason I'm saying this is we should always just have reverence. We should always have reverence for God, fear for God, and reverence for the Holy Spirit. How I need that. I mean, He's easily grieved and wounded. When we sin, it grieves Him because God Almighty's holy. He can't look upon sin. So we just need to humble ourselves before Him and walk with Him every day. But I want to finish this message up with something, you know, really encouraging. This is what we were born to do. And we can, I believe, in the first and second phases, if we seek Him with our whole heart, we will feel His presence, the presence of Jesus Christ, His wonderful presence. He'll give us a taste, but then He'll pull away that we might seek Him, because that's what we need. He knows what we need. He hides Himself. He's God Almighty who hides Himself. That's Isaiah 45 verse 15. He does this to whatever you want to call it. I mean, test us, prove, see what's in our heart. He pulls away so that we might seek Him, because in that seeking process, there's death to our old nature, and that's what we need to experience Him and to find real fulfillment on the earth. He knows what's best. We're looking for fulfillment in all these other ways. You know, in 95% of the world, they're seeking what? They're seeking money, they're seeking fun and popularity, and they're having, you know, sex, drugs, alcohol, whatever they're seeking the wrong things. And really, it's back on us, the body of Christ. Perhaps we aren't doing what we should do to win them to Jesus Christ. What do we do to win them? Seek the Lord with our whole heart and do what Jesus says to do. Jesus, for example, said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest. So that's what we should pray for. That's just one of the things that we should pray for. That's how we all need to do these things, to pray, to seek Jesus with our whole heart, to fear, get the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Glory to God. Knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Glory, knowledge, knowing the Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. More soon.